Audible.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you, and welcome to another edition of League of Dads Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. I'm going to get right into it. Got a couple of emails I'm going to answer on the show. Had some individuals listen to the show last week, sent me out some emails. Going to read those emails over there. Going to talk to you about that a little bit. As I promised last week, I was talking to you about the seminar that we got coming up. In addition to that, I am going to talk about, as I promised last week, disgruntled mothers coming to court in their false testimony. I'm going to talk about individuals such as individual will be prosecutors that assist these disgruntled mothers when they come to court and basically string them along, because their main objective is to see to it that you get in court. Now, where does a prosecutor fall in at in the family court saga? Well, if you're in court for child support issues, you're going to find yourself talking to an attorney for the court, which is called the prosecutor. Then we're going to get into a couple of breaks, and then we're going to close the show out. I'm going to start off with an email. I'm going to start off with this email that I got from a gentleman named Jimmy. Then I'm going to talk about an email that I got from a woman named Liz from Detroit. And the email that Jimmy sent us says, "Chris, thank you. I listened to your show today, and you're so right. What us fathers are going through today is for years of what our grandfathers and what our fathers have done." My comment to that is, as I stated last week, that is so true. And a lot of us fathers that up today find ourselves going into court, having individuals basically put this brick wall up, and it becomes a whole big ugly cocktail of lies and a whole big ugly cocktail of fathers getting their feelings hurt. And like as I stated in the past, we kind of don't know what to do. You're not going to corner anybody or get anybody upset and think that the best thing they're going to do is take a time out right then and there. When a lot of us fathers go to court, we are fighting to be a father to our children. And what this gentleman was saying was thank you, because when you come to the League of Dads, I try to give everyone a broad aspect of what's going on, my opinion of it, and another way of looking at it. I don't think there's really anyone out there that can say that I talk about disgruntled mothers on a grand scale without giving them an understanding of what it is that I am talking about when I am talking about it at that time. I don't just get on this, I don't just broadcast this radio program just to get back at anybody, because I'm happy with myself right now. And in all that I've been through, I tell everybody that I was supposed to go through it. However, when you listen to me and you voice your opinions by way of calling into the show, or sending me an email with your comment, I don't read all emails over the air, but the ones that I do read, they are commenting on something that I said, and I would like to follow up with a comment. So that email was, like I said, from a gentleman named Jimmy, and Jimmy is from St. Louis. And I'm glad I gave you an understanding. I'm glad I showed you another way of looking at this, because I often tell individuals that whenever something is going on, there are other things in play. If you just look at what you're going through, if you're just looking at what happened to you, and you're not going to open up your eyes to other aspects on other reasons as to what's going on, then the hurt is really going to stick with you for a very long time. And that's really not what you want. And I'm just glad, Jimmy, that I gave you another outlook on understanding. And I'm glad you listened to the show. I would hope that you continue to listen to the show. And, Jimmy, at any point in time, he didn't really get into any things that he is going through himself. But, you know, you can give us a call back at any time, or I'm sorry, you can email us at any time and keep us posted on your situation. Last week, what Jimmy was talking about was last week I talked about disgruntled mothers and deadbeat dads. I also got an email from a woman in Detroit. She got a little bit more in depth, as do women do. They get more in depth in stuff to guys. They really critique things and give more in depth detail about things that they're going through. I'm going to read the email that was sent from a woman named Liz from Detroit. The email reads, I listened to your show yesterday and was surprised to hear that you talk about disgruntled mothers. In short, I am a 42-year-old woman with no children, and everything that you said was dead on. I spent all my life with my mother, and until last year, October, I didn't see anything wrong with it. Even when you first said a woman shouldn't be with their mother after 18, I didn't see anything wrong with it until you brought the point home further on in your discussion. After time, I started to notice little things like my mother needing help. When my mother needed help, she referred to her as an old lady, making comments to bring the point home. Then there were other times when she was the general and I was just a little private, even at 40 years old. We brought a house together and I didn't see anything wrong with it at that time. But now I realize that my mother did this just to cement us together. Wow, that's a strong statement. My mother and I brought a house to cement us together. My mother always had something to say about the men I was dating. Then she put always with a quotation mark behind it. Till this day, I still love my mother. However, our relationship is not the same, nor will it ever be. I now see that after all this time, I was getting played. Just as some women say, I don't have girlfriends. Some women should examine the relationship with their mother, especially if their mother is totally healthy. But they're always around their mother. Liz, I want to thank you for sending us this email. I'm going to add something to that by saying this. I didn't say it last week. Once you become 18, it is time to leave the nest. Some teenagers like to continue their education and go to school and everything. That's another situation. That's another scenario. But I'm going to say this. A bird throws the little bird, the little chicklet, out of the nest, and that bird must fly or die. That mother bird doesn't go back down on the ground and pick that bird up if that bird decides it doesn't want to fly. We as humans, our compassion for another life, which is humane, it's nothing wrong with it by no means. But you kill someone's growth when you give them a quicker way to do something, as opposed to telling a child, whether it be a boy or a girl, it's time to leave and stand strong and be on your own. We keep the nest nice and comfortable for them. I don't have that email with me, but I was going over an email that a woman sent me that she has two children. Her oldest one called the cops on her, and she now doesn't really enforce discipline like she really wants to out of fear that the youngest one will call the cops on her. The oldest one is 26. The youngest one is 12. 14-year difference. It's your guess or mine why there's a 26-year-old child still in the house. She basically, you know, I guess a lot of people send emails because they really don't want to get on the air and talk about it. And that's understandable. I do send them a response back and tell them that I'm going to talk about it briefly on the show. Nobody seems to have a problem with it. This is why I only put, you know, their name and where they're from. I don't tell you case numbers. Even if they was to provide this information, I still wouldn't tell you guys while we're broadcasting. But as I stated, animals don't do what we do. My mother always had something to say about the men I was dating, always. If anything that I can pay attention to is the email, is the second sentence that says, in short, I am a 42-year-old woman with no children, and everything that you said were dead on. Well, there's a reason why this woman is 42 years old with no children. And when an individual is hanging around their mother, two things are in play. As I always state, something is always going on other than what you actually see. And she answered part of that by saying, my mother always has something to say about the men I was dating, always. Well, if they're nothing good, and if a mother has a strong influence over the child, you, as I stated before, that mother is definitely controlling and enforcing protocol about how to deal with a man. As I stated last week, there is nothing in place when a good man comes along. But 42 years old with no children, I would even bet, unfortunately, that this woman would never even see a second or third date with a mother like this, because the mother has a grip on the situation. And because this woman, Liz, that is, spent so much time with her mother, her own life was not allowed to grow. Everything that Liz wanted to do, and all the growth and all the nurturing that normally mothers now pass on to their daughters, the mother actually kind of stepped back in and said, well, I want to put a claim in for the nurturing that you would have given to someone else. That is the case. I've read a couple of emails where a lot of women, some women, sent me back, stating that, when you're dating someone, it's not that serious, and therefore the mother shouldn't be first. Well, I'm a little bit old-fashioned, I guess. I think I date to marry and to go so on and so forth. I don't date just because I want to get five or six dates under my belt, and then I process them out and move on to the next one. I date with the hope that something can grow from it. But if an individual is never willing to take time out because of some type of protocol that their mother have in place, well, then it'll never get to that. So, she stated that until October, she never seen anything wrong with it. I didn't read the whole email. I pretty much highlighted what I wanted to say, because if I was to actually have read the whole email, it would be, take us into the second break and everything, and to comment on everything would keep us in a would run over our time that we have to broadcast. The mother acted at like an old lady, but by saying that she was an old lady, and then there were other times when the mother acted like the general and she was the private. If you know military structure, then you know the general is high up, private is very bottom. A general is actually an officer, and a private is actually a non-commissioned officer. So no matter what that private rank go to, he'll never ever exceed the lowest rank of an officer position. The highest rank in a non-enlisted is command sergeant major of the Army, and then there's lieutenant and second lieutenant in the officer ranks. But this woman did state that her father was in the military, so that's why she made preference to that. This will always be going on. I'm talking about it on the radio show. There's absolutely nothing that I'm going to say that I have someone actually looking at what they're doing and changing it. I stated many a times, and I always will state, we, meaning society today, it's up to us to make the difference. I end the show with the comment that I end that we shall all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. The reason why I say that is because a lot of negative and a lot of bad that is done, it's manufactured. It's not like it was inevitable. It's going to happen. We as individuals, we can make a difference. We can change. But from what I've seen is that once an individual show you who they are and what they are, they're going to remain that way. I don't believe anybody can change. I believe that when they say a leopard changes his stripes, I simply believe this. No one changes. We only mature. Meaning if take an individual that breaks into homes that was caught, goes to jail and come out, that individual is only going to think of a smarter way to break in your house. They're not going to change. They just got smarter. We all mature in what we do. You got individuals now, instead of just walking up to you saying, hey, I want to buy, can you, you got 50 cents? I can you spare 50 cents because I want to buy some alcohol. They now walk around with these little signs now that says, I got burnt out of my home. Can you help? Things of that nature. And that's what it gets down to. I'm going to talk about, we got a seminar coming up, and our seminar that we have coming up, the League of Dads. I'm bringing a whole show to Union, New Jersey, and we're going to broadcast. We got a couple of weeks actually to broadcast before we before our seminar. We're going to be in Union at the VFW, and you can give us a call at 201-406-1971 for tickets. We will have a seminar on Wednesday, the 23rd of September. I'm sorry, that is the 22nd of September. We have a seminar that we're going to be giving. In that seminar, we're going to be talking about more in depth what the League of Dads do. Going to be talking about a lot of legal tactics and legal maneuvers. Going to be talking about a lot of things. When I give a seminar, I talk about law. And then I branch off into the League of Dads and what we do, because when I give a seminar, I must first get people to understand law before I tell them what the League of Dads do. When I am giving a seminar, I'm not the same as I am on radio. When I am giving a seminar, I am a lot more, I am a lot more myself. And I need to be that way, because when people are in front of you, they need to understand and they need to hear the passion in what you do. Do I curse a lot? No, I don't curse a lot. But what I'm basically saying is I pretty much get in depth, and you can hear what I'm saying has a lot more feeling behind it. And the reason for that is because you are there with me. When you come out, I get to see you. I don't get to see people on the other end of the speakers when we're broadcasting. I get to sit down in a room full of people. I get to, there's a function going on. If you want to bring in something to add to the seminar, I always welcome that. There's a lot of businesses now that I'm finding that go into other that have their type of dad organization. Over the weekend, I was actually hanging out with some individuals on Saturday. I'm sorry, I was talking to some individuals that have a father group in Philadelphia. Once again, that number to give us a call, and if you want to buy tickets to come to the seminar that we're going to have on Wednesday, the 22nd of September, in Union, New Jersey. That number is 201-406-1971. As always, we would love for you to come out. We would hope that you do give us a call to join us in a seminar. When you give us a call, we'll give you details of pricing. And the seminar, normally the seminars are from 7 to 9. If they're not, this seminar is going to be just that. It's going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We ask that you, if in fact you do call us up, get tickets to come, that you be prompt, because I like to start on time and I like to end on time. It will be a question and answer ceremony. When you come to a seminar that the League of Dads get, you learn a lot more, because with a room full of people, you actually get to hear other people's situations and what they're going through. And then when I ask that question, it kind of give you an understanding how to deal with that, as well as understand the depth of just what the depth of the League of Dads. I actually learn a lot from the individuals that come in and sit down with me at the office, and individuals that I talk to over the phone. I learn a lot from them. I learn a lot from the wives and the girlfriends of the dads that are going through this tragedy of, fighting to be a father, an unprecedented tragedy at that. It is 19 after. We are going to go into our first break. And when I come back from break, I am going to talk to you about a letter that I sent to the courts. League of Dads Radio on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.